Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Thursday, the 13th of January, recording at 9:49 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time. Well, we had somewhat steadier markets in Asia today. A little bit firmer in, for instance, the Indian stock market. A little bit firmer in Thailand, although Thailand's been pretty jolly steady all along, but India had had a fairly significant reaction. And Malaysia, looking very firm, so is Indonesia, among those emerging Asian markets. Those are the ones, as you know, that I've liked all along. Now, Japan, I think I mentioned yesterday that due to the strength of the yen, that might offset the bullish influence of Wall Street's overnight rise, and indeed it did, and more so, as Japan fell 95 points. Now that's only 0.83%, but still looks like this consolidation is continuing. And I noticed that the quote that I gave you was on the percentage figure that I gave you was for the Nikkei 225. And I noticed that Japan's second section index was actually up today. And you know, I place great store in that index as the leader for Japan. And therefore, I think this is, as I say, just a consolidation rather than a big sell-off occurring in Japan. I'm just talking to a colleague about it who's saying it might go back to 11,000. Well, I'd love to see it back at 11,000 on the Nikkei. I'd be reopening my futures contract long position there. Are there other factors to worry it overnight to help push it a little bit lower? Yes, indeed. Wall Street is weak in here today, closing down nearly 112 points on the Dow, 10 on the S&P, and nearly 22 on the NASDAQ composite. One of the big factors causing Wall Street to fall, though Wall Street's been pretty soft this year to date, as you know, but the oil price rebounded here quite strongly. More on that a little later. But I would expect the European markets to soften now, and that might spill over into tomorrow, and that might well spill over into some of the Asian markets tomorrow as well. How am I actually playing it? Well, I have my most of my Asian long, so I cut my exposure right back when I cut out that long position in the Nikkei 225 index. That was a speculative position. I cut out a World Mining Trust position. It's an investment trust that I like a lot, but it was right up testing the highs, and so I walked away from that. I cut out a quarter of my long position in India, my favorite market for the very long term, but it had such a good run and then faltered. So I have cut back on my longs, and I said I'd be doing that, and I will look to continue to do that, but hopefully operating from a position of strength. Now, in case I don't get that position of strength, I have hedged with some shorts, and those are currently the German DAX index. Germany was up teensy bit today, 3 points, and also the Italian MIB. And that actually had a good day. Well, it was only up 0.71%, but that's 218 points in the index. So I'm a little bit in the red on that. But in this environment, and given Wall Street's close, I could recoup that fairly quickly tomorrow, hopefully. So, again, I'm partially hedged, not fully hedged. And as I mentioned in yesterday's comment of the day, it's an asymmetrical hedge because my longs are in supply and elasticity, largely mining shares, and especially in excuse me, in Asian investments. Apologies, I've still got this really scratchy scratchy throat, but I'll scratch along here if you'll just bear with me. Now, bonds, these wretched bonds, with Wall Street coming off, they picked up, and some of the economic data disappointed a little bit in here today. So 30 seconds, that's a good gain, taking them up to 113.30. I'm sort of stealing my nerves and telling myself that I'll add another baby step short if I see them up above 114 tomorrow. But I'm currently in the red on my bond market. I'm short position, although that's still in a trading range. It is testing the other upper side of that trading range. I've got too many things that are in the red here right now. You know, money making, I don't sound boastful, but one gets into the habit of making money pretty much every month in markets. And you know something? I've observed again recently that it's more fun when you're making money in the markets than when you're not. How's that for a profound statement on a late broadcast on a Thursday evening? I'll avoid more of those banalities, hopefully. The point is really that I know I sound complacent or a little boastful, but it's always a bit of a surprise. I find when I'm not making money, and this month is sort of a last month, a little bit of a struggle here. But I'm not displeased with the way I'm positioned, although I could have timed it better. Gold. Now, gold is currently 425.20. We've had a little bit firmer dollar in here, but I think that's well bid, and silver's pushing up a little bit further here today, 676 in the after hours trading. Let me cover the currencies for you first. Working against Japan will be this dollar-yen rate, where the dollar is testing its lows. It's still hovering there, 102.39 right now. The dollar east back strengthened a little bit here, but the euro only came back to 135.35 at current levels. And I do think that we will see the dollar weaken a bit further in here right now, and I'll put it this way, it'll take a dynamic on the upside to convince me that we're going to do anything other than gradually range back to retest the lows. Okay, now the big news, fortunately, reverting back to dogs of the portfolio here, is natural gas. Had a big day in here today. So that cold front that they were talking about entering the United States as of tomorrow, well, the markets have certainly been anticipating that. We had a strong crude oil price, $47.87 as I speak, on the spot crude NYME, and natural gas in the official trading hours was up 8.5%, and it's also followed through after hours. Now, if you've been following the charts on this and my quite frequent trades in it over the last year, you'll note that natural gas will drift and drift and sometimes fall more sharply than that, and then get these explosive rallies on the upside. So I'm hoping that happens here again. But it's still in the red, this position, which I've been playing on a baby steps basis. Now again, new subscribers, just for the overall record here, don't hold me to this number exactly. I'll get it right when I next take a position out of natural gas or close down one of my futures contracts. But I think I've traded this 13 times in the last year, and only one was a loss, and that was on a rollover, which was very quickly, from one contract to the next, which was very quickly made up by the next day. I did nothing but buy it on weakness for the most part, and did so again recently, and my goodness, it was certainly weak. So cold front is timely, although I may need an ice age to get back up to the levels in my March natural gas futures contract, but I won't wish the ice age on anyone. Okay, what else has happened in here today? Bit of profit taking in the industrial metals that pulled my tin back $275 to $7,475. Again, the cash price is at the exact same level as the futures price, so that suggests to me that the supply is tightening up. But these industrial metals, if you've looked at the weekly charts that, or the daily charts that I put up, and most of them are in big trading ranges overall, and they're nervous, jumpy conditions in here. I do think that the China story and the India story and just enough growth in the U.S. Will help to keep these pretty firm this year, but it's not going to be as easy in that sector as it was, say, last year, let alone 2 years ago. And onwards until tomorrow, all the best.